Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Yep, tomorrow is the big birthday party. Love to see it. Lit Cigar Lounge out in the district in Chesterfield. It's right there at Boone's Crossing where The Factory, which is an outstanding music venue. They do comedy there and other things as well. That's where we brought Brian Kilmeade in the spring. And that's where Topgolf is out there. So that's like the opposite end of your existence here
yes.
in St. Louis, right?
Yep. That's okay.
It's like way across. You have to adjust some times. You and Fred will have to do some travel times out there to Chesterfield, right?
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah, I would argue that the way to the remote will be very easy, but then when we get off, although the party, you're going to hang out at the party a little bit, right?
Yeah, so it'll be later than rush hour.
Yeah, I'm told we have 250 8x10s of Sue that she pre-signed, and then she'll sign whatever else you bring for her tomorrow.
We don't have any
well.
Shots of any of us.
Oh, you don't
least
think we
of all
do.
Me.
No, we really don't, because we have no resources for stuff like
right.
that, right? You remember when we used to have that
yes.
stuff? Eh, the good old days.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Jeff Wardock is back with us. He is the White House correspondent for the Washington Times. Jeff, I'm surprised you can even join us and be a White House correspondent, because I've been told by the legacy media that the White House is gone. It's been destroyed. Trump has taken it down. It's never to be seen again, right? That's what I understand.
Yeah, it's just an empty hole. We don't even have a place to go now. We're just kind of wandering around. Well, just before you call, I just got out of the Oval Office where the president met with reporters, and he gave his strongest defense of the demolition of the East Wing so far, saying that the plans had to change because he was talking to architects, and the architects recommended the best course of action was to take part of that East Wing down. And then the president also got into about how, you know, it's really a small portion of the East Wing that has been changed over the years. It was recently renovated as recently as, you know, the 90s. Going back to the 40s, there had been renovations to that area. And this isn't really anything new. And that was the strongest defense we've seen from the president as criticism of this project continues to mount.
But, Jeff, I don't know if you have this perspective or not, but if you, and I made the mistake yesterday, I've admitted this a couple of times, I went on Facebook. You go on and you see some of the posts that people are putting on social media where they're acting like the whole White House is just being torn down. It's a piece of history. And then you kind of start looking at the history, and the history's changed a little bit at the White House over the last 250 years, I would say. And it's just, their heads are exploding because it's all about Trump and the hatred toward Trump. I said to a couple of people, just to try to be reasonable, friends of mine say, hey, can we maybe take a step back and say, perhaps there were some renovations that were needed for this portion of the White House, which, by the way, as you know, Jeff, the West Wing is on one side of that piece of property, the East Wing on the other side. The White House is right there in the middle, right? They're not tearing any of that down.
That's exactly right. The White House is in the middle. Yes, the East Wing, which is sort of for, which is the side sort of for big events. As a matter of fact, I go to the Christmas party every year. That's hosted in the East Wing. All the work is done on the West Wing. It is more of the social aspect of the White House. And that's why the president feels that's where the ballroom needs to go, because that is where they're hosting the social events. When they have world leaders come in, that is usually where the side where those events take place. All the business owners, as a matter of fact, the desk for the reporters who work there where the briefings are, that's all in the West Wing. The president, the Oval Office is on the West Wing. And then kind of in the middle is the residence. But you're right. We have had, I mean, George W. Bush put in a jogging track. The Obamas put in a tennis court. Richard Nixon took out a swimming pool. Gerald Ford put in a swimming pool. I mean, we could go on and on with all the different presidents and all the different renovations that they've done over the history of the White House.
So once you get to the point with the lefties and you say, it's not even taxpayer money that's being used here. They say, what's bribes? Who's paying for it? Where's the money coming from? That's their initial reaction. So did those questions come up at all today?
Those questions have come up, and to be honest, to be fair, the White House has not answered most of those questions. They have not, you know, the president has said it's being paid for by private donors, but we don't have a list of those private donors yet. He has said he's paying for it with his money. He has not told us how much of his money he's putting in. So there's still a lot the White House does need to tell us about where this is headed and where some of the money's coming from. But it is private donations. They've been adamant that this is not going to cost taxpayers any money. And I think that's a really important thing. And I think that's a really important thing that your listeners should know, that it's not going to cost any money. And because of that, one of the criticisms you see online is, well, they didn't get permission from the National Capital Planning Commission. But the National Capital Planning Commission really only has to weigh in if we're using taxpayer dollars. Since we're not, you can circumvent that process.
Yeah, that's interesting. And look, what you just said here a couple of minutes ago, it's completely legitimate for you and other members of the White House press corps to ask for and to be given the receipts on who is paying for this and how this is all coming together. That's part of your job. So I don't think that that's unreasonable, and I would encourage the administration to cooperate on that front. But that's an interesting point about, you know, the commission and maybe a different protocol for something like this if taxpayer dollars were on the line.
Well, that's correct. And one thing I find very funny is the people who are complaining about this are demanding it goes before the National Planning Commission. The National Planning Commission right now is run by Will Scarf, who's a White House aide. He has been in charge of this, and he's a very close Trump associate. So this idea that this is going to go through there and they're going to be the stop is kind of silly, because when you see Trump sign executive orders, Will is the one who hands him the executive orders.
Yeah.
He's the guy who's going, you think
he's our guy here from Missouri. Yeah. You know, Will, we know Will very well, Sharp, because he ran for attorney general. So he's very well known here. And we're very proud that he's the guy up there with the markers.
So, you know, it's kind of silly that once it goes to the National Planning Committee, the critic stories are going to change from they didn't send it to the National Planning Commission to the National Planning Commission's a rubber stamp. You can't win.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, hey, while I have you here, Jeff Murdoch is the White House correspondent for The Washington Times. Anything that is shaken right now on the shutdown? I guess the Democrats had a little bit of a filibuster in the Senate last night. The Trump administration doesn't appear to be giving any inches right now. They're saying, look, we're going to have these discussions about the ACA subsidies after we pass the CR. Any movement on this right now?
No, and it's in nobody's interest to reopen the government. That's why this has dragged on as long as it has. The Democrats, it's in their interest to keep it shut down, because then they can talk about how awful and evil Trump is. He's keeping the government shut down. And for Trump, it's a chance to seize funding and fire workers that he doesn't think are working, funding that's going to Democratic cities, funding that he thinks is a waste of taxpayer dollars, and it gives him an opportunity. So it's in his best interest to keep this going. So that's one of the reasons why we haven't seen a breakthrough, because I kind of thought we would see maybe the Democrats fold a little bit after the No Kings protests have kind of came and went. But no, it still seems like they're sticking. And the president is adamant he's not going to meet with anybody, as you said, until you get a CR passed.
So what's the end game? Because now I'm hearing, you know, and I had Kilmeade on earlier this afternoon as well. He's the first one that told me last week he's here. Maybe this goes on till Thanksgiving. There's not going to be a buckling on the part of the Republicans, and the Democrats are going to have to be the side that's going to give here. Can you get a few more to come on over and, you know, use common sense and say, okay, we have a commitment? I mean, why is it so bad that Thune offers this commitment to have these discussions and insist that they're going to do it? If he doesn't do it, then you have a story, right? You pass the CR and they say, okay, Republicans reneged on this deal. But I don't see that happening. They'll have these discussions. There are Republicans in districts across the country that could potentially be affected by these changes.
Well, and one of the things I think is really interesting is Ron Johnson's got a bill out there now that's getting a lot of support to start paying federal workers. And once the federal workers are getting paid and the government shut down, how are the Democrats going to go up against that bill? That's going to be a real publicity problem for them.
That'll be interesting. Yeah, it will be. And then as far as members of the House, are they even there right now?
No, yeah. They are not there right now. Not really sure why not. They should be there. They should be working through this. But no, to answer your question, they're not.
They're not there. Okay. Well, we'll see where this takes us. Jeff Warnock from the Washington Times. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark. I always enjoy coming on.
Take
here.
Care. Let me get to some of the audio from some of the nonsense that's been going on here in the last couple of days. And I'll start with J.B. Pritzker, because, and this kind of goes off the topic of the shutdown and everything, but he's something else. He really is. And this notion of comparing anything, and Democrats are so comfortable with this soon, I don't really get it. The notion of comparing anything in 2025 with the great freedom and lives that we enjoy in this country, which I'm proud of every day, and it seems like the other side is not, to make any references or comparisons to Nazi Germany and what happened during the Holocaust are completely inappropriate.
Yes.
But the fat ass over there in Illinois, he keeps doing it.
We have to save this country from what Donald Trump is doing to it, because no, I do not want this country to become like other authoritarian regimes. People have criticized me for talking about the Nazi regime.
Yeah.
On the right,
yes,
people have criticized me. It's the one I know most about because I helped to build a Holocaust museum. And I can tell you, sitting next to Holocaust survivors, that what they will say in this moment is, this is what happened. This is what happened. People's rights started getting taken away. People got accused of being immigrants. This is before the Holocaust really took place. People were accused of being immigrants, and then laws were passed to limit immigrants. And then people who weren't actually immigrants were called immigrants. And then it was othering people. And that led to a lot worse things.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't even know what the hell he was trying to make a point of there. I mean, the immigration issue in and of itself is very simple. It is extremely simple. If you're not legally in this country, you need to go back and come through the proper channels, okay?
Yes.
And if you're a criminal in particular, we do not want you back. What rights are being taken away from anyone? What rights in particular? This is what I loved about the No Kings rally. You have so many rights and freedoms. You go out there and make a buffoon of yourself, holding signs, be clowning yourself. Go for it. I mean, that's your right. But what is the point of it all? Where are rights? You have so many rights in this country that are not being taken away. You know when your rights were taken away? During COVID. And unfortunately, Trump was part of that because it was new. But the Biden administration took it somewhere else. You were forced to mask up when you went to the freaking beach.
I know.
You think your rights are being taken away?
What I'm saying is that this is how authoritarian regimes do it. They create these kind of fake ideas that there's an enemy out there and it could be sitting next to you at one of these tables.
All right, let's stop right there.
What?
Okay, he's talking about immigrants. Look, he thinks their side, Democrats, are for open borders, all right? And if you're a Democrat who's not for that, and we do have some sane people who come on our show, well, you need to make that clear because your people, your side, your leader, drooling on himself for 4 years, allowed, and I think 12 million is a low number, million, let's say it's just 12 million. Let's say it's 10 million. Let's go low.
Okay.
That crossed the border over 3.5 years. And now those crossings are down to pretty much nothing.
Yep.
And we were told by these esteemed Democrat leaders who now want to make this about, you know, something else with the shutdown and you know, get apoplectic about renovations to the White House. The things that they said during that time are embarrassing in the stances that they took. And here they are trying to tell us, and this is what the media does and shouts us down, that the Republicans are on the wrong side of this. We're done with it. We won't have any more of this, which is why it's unique that most people are sticking to their guns here. You don't have Republicans caving
no.
on this particular issue. I do have audio cut of the day still to come this afternoon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.